Well, Commissioner, obviously you're jaunting back and forth across the state. A lot going on right now, and I realize agriculture's in your blood, but when it comes to the state of Florida, it is Florida first, and you've made that very evident in your campaign, and obviously you cover more than just agriculture.
Well, we do cover more than just agriculture, but you can't be Florida first and be anti-agriculture. Agriculture's a $100 billion driver of our economy. It employs hundreds of thousands of Floridians and supports many of our communities, and I'm, you know, unfortunately, as people in agriculture know all too well, there are often too many people seeking office who don't fully understand or appreciate agriculture. They take it for granted at best and are hostile to it at worst.
As governor, I take it the Rural and Family Lands Protection Program will still be high on your docket?
It'll be very high on my docket. I still believe that Rural and Family Lands Protection Program is the best method that we have of conserving our working agricultural lands, protecting landscape, scale, habitats, and keeping it on the tax rolls, and keeping it driving the economy. So I look forward to not only supporting it, but expanding it.
Looking at one specific industry, the citrus industry, we know that some early estimates are we're going to see a little better crop this next year, but obviously growers are still hurting with a combination of things right now.
Well, growers are hurting, and there's some optimism out there. You know, the green balls hanging on the trees right now look good, but it doesn't matter what they look like right now. It matters what we pick, and we've heard good estimates before, so I take it with a grain of salt. I like where we are right now, but I liked where we were a week before Irma last year, too. So trust but verify, right?
Exactly. You know, something that you've campaigned on strongly, and it's kind of near and dear to my heart and a lot of folks I know, vocational and technical training, that is an important cog of today's youngsters coming into them.
It's so important. You know, we tend to think of vocational and technical training as it's been treated like a second-class citizen for too long. We're talking about aviation and aerospace. We're talking about construction and healthcare. Obviously, agriculture. We're talking about cybersecurity and software coding. These are jobs that pay better than many university degree jobs. And we have to change our mindset about it, change our mentality about it, destigmatize these jobs, and put some emphasis behind it. And that's really, of all the issues I talk about around the state, that one generates more natural organic support and nodding of heads and a heck yeah than anything else, because people understand that we're off on the wrong track trying to force 100% of our kids into student loan debt for a university degree.
I guess finally, Commissioner, what's your message? I know agriculture knows you well, but for rural Florida, what's your message for all of rural Florida right now?
You need a governor who understands rural Florida, understands rural Florida's issues. We've got counties in Florida that only have two schools in the whole district. There's people running for governor who don't even know where those counties are. There's people running for governor who couldn't name a county that's not on their local weather map. So you have to understand rural communities' challenges of depopulation, of diversifying the economy, of putting in the infrastructure so that they can attract new jobs, of building on ecotourism examples, and, of course, of supporting agriculture. As a fifth-generation Floridian, I know Florida, and I have a plan to put Florida first, and rural Florida will have no better friend than me if I'm successful as Florida's governor.